going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stacy Dales, take it away.
Stacy Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Doing great. Good morning, everybody.
Breaking down the Bears beating news around the NFL.
We have next level hair here at the Combine. And when I say hair, I'm a big fan of mullets.
Former WNBA star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming. And Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales. Easy layup. Stacy Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacy Dales with Mully and Haw.
And I live in Chicago, and I do The Score radio. A little plug there.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Stacy Dales of the NFL Network, and she joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Stacy there yesterday. She'll be there tomorrow, and always a delight. Stacy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. I got assigned to the Bears. I think it's maybe their most, outside of drafting a quarterback last year, their most critical draft, or at least for Ryan Poles. And so I am going to be with the team this week.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, and that saves you the indignity of traveling to Green Bay. Wait a minute.
No, it'll be a fascinating draft for the Bears. There's a lot at stake, and you know what picks they have. But I wonder what you took away from yesterday. There wasn't much shared. It was really not that revealing. There was, in terms of information, scant, I think is the word to describe it. But what did you get from that scant information?
I always take stuff out of it because even when, you know, you can listen to draft these draft, the leaders of the draft for each team, and they're either going to reveal a few things or they're either going to try to send you in a complete 180, David. I mean, so, you know, obviously we didn't hear much from Ryan Poles, who is the lead decision maker. I think he answered or took 8 or 9 questions. Very briefly. And then they kind of deferred to Ian Cunningham, their assistant general manager, on the lion's share of their sort of draft preparation. You know, just my takeaways, just as you asked me that, they feel pretty good with where they're at with their 7 picks. They've obviously got a lot of capital early, the 4 picks through 72, which I think they're going to play around with and dance with a little bit later on. I feel like they're going to probably use the 10th pick. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, for Ryan to say it's going to be wild, and then to sort of elaborate on that, that it's going to be deeper in certain spots where, you know, you typically have a cutoff in rounds 2 or 3. This one's going to be a little bit different. I kind of took away from that they're likely going to try to add more picks. I mean, they've got 7, but what's kind of interesting, if you look back just at his 3 previous drafts. In 22, I think he used 11 picks total. In 23, I think he used 10. Last year, they had 4 picks. So they need to add some players to their roster. They are not a player away. And I think they know that. And, you know, this is a draft where there is depth at certain positions, but there's also, you know, Ian Cunningham made an interesting point, fellas, that he basically said that there's a lot of top tier talent, but there's and there's some clumps that are really good, but there's a lot of players with the same value. So, for instance, my takeaway on that is everybody's got their draft board. You might have five guys who you value at, I don't know, a first round draft grade that is different on everybody's board. Right. Or maybe you have three of the same guys that are sitting there at relatively the same value on your board as the next teams. So, and I sense that based upon my experience at the combine. There's a lot of really good players in this draft, and I think there's going to be a lot of surprises in the first round tomorrow night.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to it. I think that with the Bears, obviously, the headline shall be, that Ben Johnson was hired and has taken over, and he is the man that's there. He wrote a poem and recited a poem that he had written over about the Piccolo. Brian Piccolo, and the Piccolo Award was yesterday. And I mean, that was, you know, we know the guy's a big numbers guy, and we know that the guy is can build you an app of some sort that would that maybe even make you money in this climate. Who knows? But by God, to write a poem, that's like above and beyond. And it's not like he doesn't have a lot on his plate.
We knew he knew his X's and O's, but not that he was a man of letters.
How did he find the time to do that? By the way, it was really touching yesterday to hear from the Piccolo family. And it's always such an important moment for the Bears organization and the Hallis family and the McCaskey family. So it was really a nice tribute by Ben, and not to, you know, no oversight there. The fact that he took some time to do that, the guy's, you know, the guy's a human, right? And
Incredible. He's
showing some character with his players. I mean, we heard T.J. Edwards talk about what he might do in his, you know, meetings this year. But and we kind of knew that in the past. You know, as I've talked to many Detroit players, he's a lot different in meeting rooms than you see sometimes him up at a podium. He's kind of quirky and funny and all that good stuff. But I'm just super curious to know, as it comes back to the draft, Mullenhaw, that, like, what is his imprint going to be?
That is what we've been discussing.
Is it going to be his imprint?
It's his 10th pick,
don't
as far
you think?
As I'm concerned.
Well, that's the way we're looking at it.
I think it's significant. I think Ryan is, you know, kind of even alluded to it yesterday, that they've spent quite a bit of time talking about, you know, where that draft board is and how important and vital it is to understand the scheme. I mean, that's why I said when I opened up here, you know, some GMs are going to reveal a little bit because they want to be truthful and stay true to their character. Some are, you know, sometimes they're going to steer you the complete opposite direction and hope that, you know, you don't think all of a sudden Ryan Poles has never drafted in the first round a defensive player. What if they draft Jalen Walker? What if they draft Mykel Williams? What if, you know, what if one of these defensive players falls into their lap? Like, I don't think Mason Graham's going to, but what if he does? I mean, so I did hear him say that they've spent a significant amount of time with the play caller, not just the play caller, but the defensive play caller and Dennis Allen.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's trying to. Ryan Poles is really eager to understand this scheme, what they want to accomplish in this scheme, and how they're going to go about it in the draft. So I think the imprint is there.
Yeah, I think that he say something along the lines, he's never spent as much time on a draft. And he also, you know, he looks like he's really devoted himself to this. It's a very important time for the Bears. And he looks like
Ben Johnson.
He looks like the guy.
Are you saying he's looking tired?
I don't think. I would never judge.
I think that's what Molly's saying.
I would
Stacey.
Never judge a man looking tired, because I get enough of that myself. But I would say that he looks like he's putting in some very long hours, and now's the time to do it. And they're building a football team up there, and they'll have three picks before 24 other teams have two. That's pretty special. I mean, that gives them an advantage.
Well, I mean, let's not forget, these teams are all relocating too. So Ben Johnson has been probably back and forth a little bit with his family, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of throwing first pitches at Cubs games, you know, listen, it's when I look at this group of players, you know, I kind of just asked yesterday, Ian, about like how much of the conversation is like where Shedeur Sanders falls in this draft is going to have a huge impact on everybody. Because if he goes in the top 10, there's one more guy that you're going to get that you maybe weren't expecting on getting. So we know Cam Ward's going to go 1 to Tennessee, mm-hmm. but like where Shedeur Sanders falls in this draft to me is absolutely vital. And then the dominoes will fall. I mean, if Cam goes number 1 and then you see really the presumptuous top 10 players. And for me, guys, it's so much about like, it's not just the production that you saw on the field with many of these young men. Like with Ashton Jeanty, for instance, he's the top-rated running back. Omarion Hampton's not far behind. They're two totally different styles, both super, you know, talented guys. But with Jeanty, he is really an anomaly. I mean, his presence, his personality, I can't imagine he's going to fall to the Bears at 10, but he when you spend time with him, he's the prototypical player you want on your team for 10 years. Like, he is such an old soul, the way he speaks, the way he carries himself. He had 30 plus touchdowns last year. He spent time in Italy, you know, dad military. Like, he is going to be, you know, he could be a Brian Piccolo type winner, like award winner, an honoree. He could be a Walter Payton Man of the Year, potentially honoree. Like, that's how his character is. So those things have to come into play when you match the talent. Tyler Warren, to me, the tight end, he's special. Like, he's just special. This was a quarterback in high school. He was a better basketball player than he was a football player, but he loved football so much that he had to follow his true passion, and that's football. He's going to be able to literally do anything you asked him to do on the field. Like, he could have, I don't ever want to compare Gronk or Kelsey, but like, he could have, if they use him that much, he could have such an imprint on this offense. Like, the sky, I hate the cliche, the sky's the limit, but like, it's limitless with him. And then you think about Colston Loveland, the other tight end. Everybody's now saying, well, he might go in the top 10. Well, the medical, obviously, you know, his issue was the third week of his college season last year with Michigan. He had a type 5 AC joint separation. He played through that the entirety of last year. They also went in and fixed his labrum in terms of his surgery. So it was really more an extensive surgery than I think anybody anticipated, but he played through all that. And then when I spoke with him at the combine, he said he would probably be full range within non-contact within 6 months. So that puts him around training camp. Huh. So if you're drafting Colston Loveland, are you planning on getting him for week 1 in September? I don't know. But if you're somebody like the Detroit Lions, who went up 32-12 on Jameson Williams coming off an ACL, maybe somebody in this top 12 sort of range fell in love with Colston Loveland, and why not? The farm kid, you know, out of
From Idaho.
Yeah,
like, from Idaho.
He's a dream. So there's a lot of guys, and Ryan sort of referenced this, like, it's who is your flavor when it comes down to, you know, do you hate Will Campbell's arm length? I don't.
No.
Because I've watched him play.
Right.
He's another farm kid out of Louisiana. Like, he's going to come in and devour the process of learning. And it's just, where are all these guys going to go in the top 10? It's going to be really fascinating tomorrow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You mentioned five guys who could be home runs: Jenty, Loveland, Warren, Will Campbell. Those four specifically. But I wonder, Stacy, what you think of the report from a guy who probably won't be there, and I don't know what the Bears, why they would be interested in him. But Abdul Carter... On the NFL film special, the Hey Rookie, Welcome to the NFL, last night, Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, revealed that the Bears and the Cowboys wanted Abdul Carter to visit, and they declined because they only were taking visits to the top four teams. What do you make of that?
It's interesting. I certainly wouldn't decline, but I would, you know, presume that Abdul Carter's gone before – He's even in the conversation later, but I would still want to do my due diligence with him. He's fascinating because he's obviously the top-ranked edge rusher in this year's draft. For him to switch and move to the line this past season and be as violently productive as he was, despite his injury here this offseason, what he's been working through, the stress fracture, et cetera, because he also had a shoulder issue that, you know, he and I talked about at the combine that they didn't want to risk anything. And then it was revealed that he had the stress reaction. He does have that Micah Parsons feel. So I just can't let an edge rusher like him go, when you pick early. But again, it's where these quarterbacks fall to me that's going to make the difference. And, you know, in the top 10, you cannot draft by position. You have to go for your value, the guy you fell in love with. It's not unlike, you know, you walk into a candy shop and you got, like, and I'm not comparing NFL players to candy, but just work with me on this. You love gummy bears. You love Skittles. You love chocolate bars. You, like, what did you fall in love? You love potato chips. You love lollipops. You love, you know, whatever it may be. Jolly Ranchers, and what piece of candy did you fall in love with? Because you can't go wrong with really any of these top 12, you know, 13 guys.
Never mind the players. You're going to have to get yourself in shape if that's how things are going. but seriously, when you look at the fact that there isn't sort of the – I mean, I think we know the names of kind of the cloud of players and who's going to slip down – but it's not like most drafts. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, you really can do like a dance to the thing, but you can't hear because of what you're saying. The need for quarterbacks outweighs the quarterbacks that are needed. And I think it is really a difficult position. We were talking earlier. I was talking to a guy I know who was a draft guy who said he believes there are 6 running backs who will be like – frontline, very talented players, and he believes 10 of the top 100 players are at that position. But the, obviously, the position itself, despite the jump up last year and Saquon and what that meant, and you know, Green Bay getting one, and we know about Derrick Henry. That, despite all that, there still is this question of whether or not that's a premium. It probably is if you want to run play action, so you probably need to get one. But it's going to be fascinating to see how many of them go and when they go.
There's absolutely no question. And they were one of my favorite groups this year, I think more so than ever. You know, I remember the Bijan Robinson group, but he was clear in a way. Like, he was, and he is, he's spectacular. But you look at just, I would say, like, the top five right now. You got Jenty and Hampton. And, guys, Caleb Johnson out of Iowa is really, really special. And, you know, not only is he special, but if you like tall, big backs, he's your guy. I mean, he's a Derrick Henry follower. I mean, he loves everything about that guy. He's got some power. He's got some finesse. You talk about in the pass game, he thinks his hands are underrated. And then you go to Ohio State, where I was at their pro day with Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. You know, if you're a just bear with me here. You know, imagine you're the Bears at 39 and 41. What if they got Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins in those two spots? Now you got like David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. It's not going to happen, but it's fun to think about. Because they're totally different guys, and they're fascinating. That's... They're great team guys. They both ran for over 1,000 yards for Ryan Day. Like, you're right, Molly. It's a really interesting thing because you know now. I mean, but
that'd be like getting the Skittles and the Gummy Bears.
Yeah, right? Like, I love this draft for so many reasons, David Touche. I love this draft for so many reasons because you have groups of players like the running backs that are just going to, like, they're going to wow us at some point next year if they can stay healthy, knock on wood. But they all bring a little different flavor to the pool, and it's going to be really cool to watch. And there's so many guys that are going to, like I said, there's going to be a lot of surprises on players that go before that you thought they should, which is why every room's board is so critical, and the time they've spent with these players is beyond important, and the evaluations that they've done to fit into their culture.
Great stuff. Hey, it's tons of fun to talk to you, Stacey. Can't wait to do so again. We'll have all the clarity at some point soon.
Have fun tomorrow night.
You guys are the best. Take care.
Thanks, Stacey.
That is Stacey Dales. Always a joy to talk to her. That's great stuff.
I want to ask you about that report, that little nugget. Why did the Bears want Abdul Carter to visit Hallis Hall if they weren't at least mildly interested in moving up to draft him? Would they be just doing due diligence? I don't know.
I think there is a very obvious answer to that.
I want to hear yours.
And we'll tell you that next. Mully and Haw on The Score.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.